morning and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Mo'ili'ili Honganji. Mo'ili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.mo'ili'ili honganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by the Hirai family, in memory of Toshikichi and Tatsu Rikimaru Hirai and Mrs. K. Yoshie Hirai. Our speaker this morning is Reverend Sean Yagi, resident minister of Aeya Honganji Mission. Good morning, Reverend Yagi.
Good morning. How are you doing? This morning, I'd like to begin with reading the passage from Haidoku Jodo Shinshu no Miyoshie, readings in the Jodo Shinshu teachings entitled The Buddha of Infinite Light and Immeasurable Life. Before enlightenment, when Amida Buddha was the Dharmakaya Bodhisattva, in order to save all sentient beings, Amida Buddha vowed to become the Buddha of infinite light and immeasurable life. After endless practice, Dharmakaya Bodhisattva accomplished the vows and became this Buddha. Amida means limitless. Amida Buddha illuminates all the worlds with infinite light and grasps us never to abandon us. With immeasurable life, Amida saves us throughout all ages. Shinran Shonin said, seeing the Nembutsu of sentient beings throughout all the worlds in the 10 quarters, Amida Buddha grasps beings as countless as vast particles, never to abandon them. That is why this Buddha is named Amida. Even if we turn our back on that salvation, there is a Buddha that continues working to save us and never to abandon us. We call this Buddha Amida Buddha. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. The 45 years of Shakyamuni's life that followed his realization of Buddhahood provide a model for manifesting the awakened mind in the midst of the violence and chaos that has existed in our world since ancient times and sadly continues to this day. The episode from the Buddha Charita describes how Shakyamuni relied on the wisdom and compassion of awakening to respond to the mayhem caused by his cousin Devadatta, who envied the Buddha's renown and sought to usurp his leadership of the Sangha. Buddha Charita, which means Acts of the Buddha, is an epic poem in the Sanskrit Mahakavya style on the life of Gautama Buddha by Ashwa Ghosha, composed in the early 2nd century. At that time, when Devadatta saw the excellence of Buddha's qualities, deep in his heart, he felt jealous and withdrew from the trances. He used evil means to destroy the order of the right law. Devadatta ascended Mount Gritorakuta, Gishakusen or Ryojusen in Japanese, let a rock fall and tried to hit the Buddha with it. But the rock split into two and fell to the Buddha's left and right. On the level and straight royal road, Devadatta let loose a maddened evil elephant. His rolling roar was like thunder. His ferocity burst forth, forming a cloud. He rushed on like a storm. mighty as a fierce wind. His trunk, tusks, tail, and forefeet coming into contact with them would absolutely bring destruction. In the alleys and streets of the city of Rajagriha, those he had killed and injured lay scattered about. After their violent death, the corpses lay spread out in the street. Brains and blood were spattered all around. All the men and women were afraid to go out. The whole city trembled in fear. One heard only voices calling out in panic. Some left the city in a hurry, and others hid in caves. The Tathagata and a group of 500 then arrived and entered the city. The people in the windows high on the pavilions advised the Buddha not to proceed. The Tathagata was composed at heart and complacent, and his countenance was free from distress. He was mindful only of the suffering of envy. His compassionate mind wished to put the elephant at ease. As a multitude of gods and dragons followed all around, the Buddha gradually approached the place where the maddened elephant was. All the bhikkhus had fled, so he was accompanied by only by Ananda. Just like the one specific nature of all kinds of characteristics of the law, he did not move. The maddened elephant burst forth in a rage, but when he saw the Buddha, his mind immediately became calm. He threw himself down and made obeisance at the Buddha's feet as if Mount Tai had crumbled. With his lotus-like palm, the Buddha patted the elephant on the head, just like the sun shining on a dark cloud. As the elephant knelt at the Buddha's feet, he expounded the law to him, saying, "No elephant may injure the greatest dragon. It is hard for an elephant to fight a dragon. But if an elephant wants to injure the greatest dragon, he will never be reborn in a wholesome destination." The infatuations of greed, anger, and delusion are difficult to subdue, but the Buddha has subdued them. That is why you should now reject greed, anger, and delusion. If you do not reject them, you will be sunk in the mud of suffering, and they will further increase. When the elephant had heard the Buddha's exposition, his madness was destroyed, and his mind immediately gained insight. He was content in body and in mind, as when one is thirsty and drinks the nectar of immortality. Because the Buddha does not feel threatened by the elephant, he is able to meet it with compassion rather than aggression. This story illustrates the power of patient compassion to transform even the most terrifying adversary. I find it exceedingly difficult to exhibit such awakened compassion in my own life. Nevertheless, I take comfort in Shinran Shonin's assurance that the Nembutsu is indeed the path to a life of boundless compassion. I would like to conclude this morning White Way with reading a quote from Tannisho chapter 4. Please join me in Gassho if you are able to. Compassion in the Pureland path should be understood as first attaining Buddhahood, quickly through saying the Nembutsu and with the mind of great love and compassion, freely benefiting sentient beings as one wishes. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Thank you very much for listening. Have a wonderful day and be safe and stay healthy. Namo Amida Butsu.
Thank you, Reverend Yagi, for your Dharma message. To listen to the message, please check our website at www.muiliilihonganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, June 13, 2021, our 9 a.m. Zoom service is sponsored by the Dharma School teacher and will be recognizing students who have graduated this past year. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, the Hirai family, and our speaker, Reverend Sean Yagi of Aia Honganji Mission. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Reverend David Fujimoto, Resident Minister of Mililani Honganji Mission. Namo Amida Butsu.